What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Big Foodies 4th of July Spectacular. We're going to shoot off fireworks in my apartment.
Oh, yeah.
No, we're not.
It's going to get dangerous in here.
I'd like some of my deposit back. There it is.
That's as close as we're going to get.
All right, hey.
Oh, yeah, by the way, happy one-year anniversary, guys.
That's right. It is our
one-year sorry to throw that on you at the last second, but we're celebrating a year. Thanks to everybody for all the support, obviously. And so we're going to celebrate in style today.
So this is 4th of July and a one-year anniversary party, all wrapped into one.
Perfect. Happy birthday to the Big Foodies.
That's
happy
right.
Happy birthday at Murray.
Hey. That's right. We are the Big Foodies, presented by Berkey Orthodontics, coming to you live from the Big E's Marco's Kitchen Studios. And listen, it's a 4th of July staple. It is hot dogs.
Yep. All-American
classic.
That's
what we're doing today.
Yes.
Hot dogs. And listen, straight up, it's just about the dog. It's not about the topping. So we picked the most popular brands of hot dogs, the ones you know. Chef BB fried them up in a pan with a little butter. We didn't do grill. We just want that straight hot dog flavor.
So we have 7 different brands, and I didn't feel like cooking 21 hot dogs. So I just cooked one apiece, and we put them in a bun and split it.
Perfect.
Let the record show. We could have.
Easily.
Eaten 7
Easily.
Beats. It could have happened.
That could have.
57, maybe not.
Blame it on me.
We're not Joey Chestnut.
But we're going to just give you guys the down and dirty on just the hot dog itself. You can debate ketchup, mustard, relish, onions all day long. This is just straight up hot dog flavor.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So where do we want to start?
You know, we can go from one end to the other. We have them labeled here, so we didn't forget. So we got the Gwaltney.
Gwaltney?
Also, the least sexiest hot dog name of all time.
Gwaltney.
We did go bun. We felt it needed to have a bun with it, at least. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's... I'll be honest, that's not as bad as I was expecting.
Yeah.
I've never had a Gwaltney dog till today.
It seemed a little lighter.
Mm-hmm. Now,
maybe a little bit more puffy.
By far, the smallest of the hot dogs.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The rest of them
in the bun, it left, and that was just a normal sized bun.
Yeah.
In the bun, it left something.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you get way more bread than dog with your bite.
I get what I would call a discount dog.
Absolutely. We got the whole pack for like 74 cents.
Okay. So there you go. Now, I'm going to say not a bad flavor to me.
No.
You know, for 74 cents for 6 dogs, I'd eat the whole pack and been happy.
So. I mean, it tastes like a hot dog.
No, it's not like a luxurious dog like some of this other stuff we got, but it's all right. It's all right.
Yeah.
It's all right.
All right. Well, it's there.
So let's see if we can agree here. We'll go ahead and rank these.
Yeah, put that down. Just throw
it
out there.
See where it stands at the end of this.
So we got.
Now, the next one is what I would call a glory dog. This is a Hebrew National.
Hebrew National.
Name recognition.
That's a big boy right there.
Mm-hmm.
And you can tell the crunch or the snap of going through the skin.
Mm-hmm. I love the snap. And you can just tell, frankly, which I think even Gwaltney knows this, quality is better.
Mm-hmm. Pun intended? You said Frank?
I didn't even catch it.
All right.
This is my go-to brand.
That's a better dog.
They're expensive, but better taste.
Better snap on the bite.
Oh, yeah.
Better flavor. Bigger portion.
Mm-hmm.
Not as much bread and bun.
Okay.
All right.
I like that one.
That bad boy is going to be...
We'll go to the, I'd say above Gwaltney.
Go to the top real quick.
Now, we're on to the next one, which is a true 4th of July staple.
They'll be eating a lot of these. A
lot of these.
So. Hundreds.
Nathan's hot dog.
Nathan's,
baby.
All right. I love a Nathan's.
You know, it's funny. I've been eating hot dogs all my life, but this is the first time I've ever had a Hebrew National. I think it's the first time I've ever had a Nathan's either.
Really?
I think you're going to see a difference.
We were very, you know, growing up, the Oscar Mayer, Gwaltney ballpark.
That's I'm going to tell you this. Nathan's has a unique flavor to me that I can always tell like it's a Nathan's dog. I don't know what they do that's different, but it's like the seasoning in there.
If you asked me to blind taste test, I know I could pick a Nathan's up.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like they add a little bit more spice into the mix.
Exactly. A little more salt in there, too.
Mm-hmm. They care a little bit more about the flavor
inside
the hot dog.
Yeah.
That's a classy dog.
That's a good dog.
Like that?
I think I definitely like that better than Hebrew National.
Okay.
That's a good dog.
It's funny. I never remember how much I like Nathan's till I have one, and then I'm like... I'd actually put that above Hebrew National.
Yep.
And Hebrew National is my normal go-to. But
yeah.
I just don't, for whatever reasons, Nathan's just never springs on me till, and then I have one and I'm like, damn, that is good.
Really good.
Yeah.
I couldn't eat 57 of them or how many
No.
Were. No.
That's a dog that you should enjoy.
Yeah. Yes.
And savor.
Exactly.
Don't rush through it.
Isn't it also the most American thing that every year they have a hot dog eating contest?
Of course. Screams America.
I love it. That's
so
cool.
That's why there's the whole...
I'm not kidding. I bet people probably assumed that we were going to sit here and slam hot dogs. Yeah. Instead, it's just three big guys giving you the best tasting
hot
dogs.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why there's the whole conspiracy about why they didn't want Kobayashi to compete because of that.
Ooh. I mean, oh, great 30 for 30.
There's a whole 30 for 30.
There was?
Oh, you got to watch that. It's
check
great.
Check it out. Do yourself a favor. ESPN 30 for 30, the hot dog eating contest.
Phenomenal.
Kobayashi basically was blackballed from competitive eating.
I was always wondering what happened to him.
Well, you know, he would show up at the Nathan's, like, he would show up still at Nathan's on the 4th of July and, like, stand in the front row and talk trash.
Beg to compete, and they wouldn't let him compete.
Oh, yeah. That's crazy. Mm-hmm.
Then I learned, which I didn't know, there's a whole competitive eating league
there's
and all
this
stuff. Yeah.
That's too crazy. That's too much.
All right, back to the dogs at hand. Another one classic coming up, Oscar Mayer.
The song sticks out initially when I see it.
Mm-hmm.
I think of the Wienermobile driving around.
Mm-hmm.
This has the most marketing behind it.
Yeah.
Without a doubt.
My grandfather, when I would go to his house as a kid, constantly, this is all he cooked. This is all he had. Oscar Mayer, Oscar Mayer. Again, a unique flavor. It's not my favorite, but it's good.
No.
It's, look, I'm not going to turn a hot... Let me start with this. I'm not going to turn a hot dog down. And yes, for those of you, I know what it's made of. We all know what it's made of.
And the thing is, you can dress a dog however you want.
Exactly.
You can turn any of these into something completely different with slaw, onions, mustard, ketchup, chili, relish. Doesn't matter.
So far, though, I mean, to me, Oscar Mayer has that classic kind of... I feel like all of Oscar Mayer's products taste the same. I know that sounds weird. But I feel like the bologna tastes like the hot dog.
I was going to say, I could be sold that that's a fried bologna dog.
Yeah. I mean, so, I know it's just their seasonings and...
I used to get the beef dogs from Oscar Mayer, and I think they're 10 times better.
Yeah. Look, I will say this. Now, we can discuss this. Won't fight on toppings, but I like a beef dog better than just
a
classic.
I do, too.
I think in this case, we just wanted to get everybody's brand.
Yeah. So, but basically just like the general one.
Yeah.
You know.
But a beef dog is better. I think Oscar Mayer should go above Gwaltney, but below the other two.
I disagree. I think Gwaltney was better than Oscar Mayer.
I honestly thought they should be side by side.
I don't think we got one. Hold on, you got to be the deciding vote.
Yeah, you got to see where it goes.
I say below them. I would rather eat the Gwaltney than Oscar Mayer.
Yeah, sorry, Oscar.
Oscar Mayer was lacking a little bit. I don't know. They just didn't. Yeah,
something about it.
All right, next on this another higher end dog.
I'm excited about Sabret. This one. Sabret, yeah, I've always seen these. Never had one.
Smaller dog,
for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Flavorful dog.
Much, to me, the more, and it's hot dogs for one, I will say, when they're more expensive, you are getting a better quality product. I mean, hot dogs, you see, you're like, is that really that much difference? But in this case, there is.
That is a, I know it's a slimmer hot dog, but that to me tastes more like a full hot dog.
Exactly. Yeah.
There's more substance in that hot dog than filling.
It doesn't taste fake.
Right.
No.
Like everything's real in there, you know.
Mm-hmm. I like that. I'd still put it below Nathan's and Hebrew National, but that's just me. I'll let y'all boys fight amongst yourselves.
You good with that?
I'm cool with that. Yeah, I'm alright with that.
And this is kind of how we figured it would turn out.
Yeah, I mean, the Gwaltney, Oscar Mayer, and there's a couple more in here that are kind of be, you know.
Now I'm going to tell you the next one is a red dog. We were told we had to have one red dog.
Red dog.
Here.
Something about these, man.
Do you like? I never cared for them. There's one place I love them. That's Martinsville Speedway.
Really?
They make a great dog there. They're world famous, and it's a red dog.
So
what
I was
makes it red?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Great question.
Okay.
Do you want to know?
No. So I was going to ask this, and I know we probably need to do an episode on this in the future. But where is your favorite hot dog place to get out? Have we discussed this before? We're 52 episodes in. It's all started running together.
Hot dog flavor.
Flavor.
Yeah,
we
also
talked about going on a hot dog tour, which we probably still need to do.
We still want to do.
Like your personal favorite place to get a hot dog.
I'm going to be honest. I like making my own at home. I like frying them up in a frying pan with chili, a little cheese. I'm good. I'm a chili cheese guy.
If I was going somewhere to get a hot dog, KC's in High Point has a great dog, or the Artsdale Soda Shop has a great dog.
If I had to say a place, I'd say it was Portillo's in Chicago. But I know them. Well, yeah. But no, I'm not. Let me finish. Not for their Chicago dog, but for their chili cheese dog.
Okay.
I'm serious. Chicago dogs I like, but it's not about the hot dog. It's about everything else involved and what that overall flavor. I don't know. I do love, like I said, the Martinsville Racetrack dog is great as well.
Yeah. There's a place in Winston called Pulliam's.
Yes.
They have a red dog, and it's by far the best around. So that name of that place was Jesse Jones.
Jesse Jones, by the way. And I'm going to tell you, I'd rank that above the Walton and above Oscar Mayer. That was a good flavored dog.
I like the red dog.
Let me ask you a question. Yum Yums. Does a red dog?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like. I'm just not a red dog person.
Overrated.
That's fine. I think it gets the hype.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The hype.
I've never...
You've never had a Yum Yum's hot dog?
They're good. Their ice cream's phenomenal.
Yeah.
I'm just not a red dog person.
Yeah.
It's not something I would seek out.
All right. So, one more. Maybe the most...
What do you think? Is this maybe the most popular brand?
I think so. Ballpark always Franks.
On sale, it seems, at one grocery store or another.
Another dog I'd want at a ballpark, I'm just saying.
I'm going to be honest, I've never been in love with ballpark's flavor. I just never have. When I was growing up, we ate Armor hot dogs, which are, really cheap. And when we had some money, we had ballpark. But I always said, I'd just rather have an Armor. I just don't care for ballpark's flavor. It doesn't have a hot dog flavor to me.
No.
That sounds weird.
It's got that fried bologna vibe that Oscar Mayer's putting off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think...
I know this is going to sound crazy because they are the biggest, but I'd put them at the bottom.
I think what we can all agree on, we may not agree on the exact order, I think there's three tiers of hot dog.
There is.
Yes. Absolutely.
There's a Nathan's Hebrew National top tier.
Yep.
There's a
Sabret.
And Jesse Jones middle tier.
I'm surprised by the Jesse Jones because I didn't know I'd like a red dog.
I think there's a Walton and Oscar Mayer ballpark.
You know what it is? It's the size of the cookout you're having.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you having your close friends and family over? You get a Nathan's International. You know, are you having some more friends over, a bigger group, some acquaintances in there? Separate Jesse Mayer Jones.
Yeah.
Are you cooking for the whole church?
Ballpark.
Walton.
I'm not gonna say. I would put Sabret up with Nathan's at Hebrew National. I think that's in the same tier. Jesse Jones being a red dog.
I feel like Jesse Jones is in a tier of itself almost. But I was surprised. Those are your bargain.
Then those three right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's kind of where you're at.
Yeah.
I'd go Butterball. All day. I go ballpark over Oscar Mayer personally.
Okay.
But those two are interchangeable for me at the bottom.
I'm kind of.
I think the Oscar Mayer flavor for me kind of reminds me of my childhood, so I'd give it a bump on that. But ballpark, I've just never cared for.
Yeah.
But Nathan's, that's just.
Again, I always forget about a Nathan's until I have it, and then I'm like, this is the best hot dog going.
That taste don't lie. That's as good as
Hebrew National same.
Yeah.
So.
Well, that's the thing. You're sitting here talking about all of these things. You're talking about the Yum Yums?
Yeah.
We're talking about these things that have to do with summer. You scream summer, you scream homemade ice cream. How many times have you been by the pool or at a cookout and you've had the hot dog and the homemade ice cream?
I could go for some right now.
Countless.
And the homemade ice cream, you're not going to get a better homemade ice cream than at home or at the Berry Patch.
There you go.
The Berry Patch, right off of 220 in Ellerby. I was there this past weekend.
It's
a family tradition coming back from the beach. That's where we go. Stopped by. I got myself a pineapple milkshake.
Oh,
that sounds so good.
I could go for that. Again, I could go for ice cream right now. It's hot dogs, ice cream. They go together.
Yeah.
My son is almost 2 years old. He can't say a whole lot of words. We roll up to the Berry Patch. Out of his mouth comes ice cream. Ice cream.
He knows.
He's ready.
He knows.
So he knows. You get all the freshest produce, fresh ingredients in your ice cream. Great homemade stuff. I am eventually going to have enough time when I stop by there to get one of their banana splits because they look great too.
Oh, nice.
Check them out, worldslargeststrawberry.com.
Perfect.
Thank you, Berry Patch.
Thank
you. Yeah, that's it.
That's our 4th of July Insert fireworks.
Yeah, extravaganza.
Bing, bing, bing.
And I'm proud to be an American.
There you go. That's us. That's the Big Foodies 4th of July 1 year anniversary spectacular. Thank you guys for supporting us. As always, you can find us on every social media platform I think there is.
Like, subscribe, yeah. Follow, leave reviews.
Yep, YouTube, podcasting platforms, we're there.
Yep.
If you search Big Foodies on anything, you're eventually going to find these three Big Foodies.
Here we are.
We'll come along.
That's
hard
it.
To miss.
Thank you guys for everything. Thank you for a year of support, and we will talk to you next Friday.